From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 7th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson and Katie Kosajanski are reporting in the Daily Mail on a proposal by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to establish tax credit for drivers who frequently travel the New York State Thruway. The plan would cut by 50% tolls paid by anyone using the roadway for business, personal, and commercial reasons. The plan would refund all tolls for commercial agricultural traffic. The initiative would also invest $700 million in the thruway system and keep tolls at the same level until at least 2020. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett was especially enthusiastic about the proposal to eliminate tolls for commercial agricultural traffic. Barrett fought for a bill with a similar provision establishing tax credits for farm vehicles using the thruway. The bill passed both state and assembly and Senate last year, but was vetoed by the governor. Under the governor's proposal, which will be put forward as part of the executive budget next week, passenger vehicles would have to accrue $50 in thruway tolls to qualify for the credit. According to Cuomo's office, more than 900,000 drivers would benefit under this category, each saving $97 per year. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Zephyr Teachout is reportedly considering a run for the 19th congressional district seat currently held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Teachout, a Democrat, challenged Andrew Cuomo in the 2014 gubernatorial primary. Teachout, who lives in New York City and teaches at Fordham University School of Law, is renting a Dutchess County home, according to the reports. Teachout would be entering a Republican-heavy race, and the district, which includes Greene and Columbia counties, has proven tough on perceived outsiders. However, Teachout beat Cuomo in 10 of the district's 11 counties in the 2014 primary. News of a possible Teachout candidacy came after a Run Zephyr Run campaign popped up on social media this week. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Casey Seeler is reporting in the Albany Times Union that legislators returned to Albany on January the 5th for the latest session and the halt to corruption is in effect. Now, for lawmakers to collect their $172 per diem for food, lodging, and incidentals, they must swipe a card proving they are indeed in Albany. In the past year, leaders from both parties of the Assembly and State Senate have been indicted on corruption charges. In addition, former Assembly members William Boylan Jr. and William Scarborough received federal convictions for filing numerous bogus travel vouchers. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Kingston mayor and the city alderman have voted to forward formal objections to the New York State Thruway Authority being named a lead agency in the environmental review of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project. At a public meeting on Tuesday, January 5th, aldermen unanimously approved a resolution saying it would be a conflict of interest for the authority to share responsibility for the review with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Aldermen were given a letter from Mayor Steve Noble saying he declined to accept the declaration last month by the two state agencies for shared responsibility over the environmental review. Noble wrote, and I quote, "The Thruway Authority's very narrow expertise in highway use policy and regulation does not provide an adequate basis to justify the authority's serving as a co-lead agency in an environmental review," end quote. Noble also cited the authority's apparent conflict of interest since it could potentially profit from the pipeline construction. Neither the Thruway Authority or pipeline developers have been willing to provide estimates on the amount of revenue paid for use of the Thruway corridor. The Kingston Common Council passed a resolution in general opposition to the project last year. The proposed 178-mile Pilgrim Pipeline would move Bacon crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Andrea Sears reports for the New York News Connection from the Public News Service that some millionaires support the $15 minimum wage.
Nonprofit organizations are calling on New York State to raise the minimum wage for human services workers to $15 an hour. More than 200,000 people work in daycare centers, senior centers, homeless shelters, and other service providers in the state. More than two-thirds have some college education. But according to Allison Sesso, director of the Human Services Council, half are paid less than $15 an hour, and almost a third make less than $10.50.
And that's primarily stemming from the fact that government drives the salary levels, because 90% plus of the nonprofit's budgets come from contracts and fees with government.
The groups are calling for a $15 minimum wage for all workers in the state, including employees at nonprofits, and for state and local government to amend contracts to fund the wage increase. A new report called A Fair Wage for Human Services Workers finds that despite being a highly skilled workforce, human services have one of the highest prevalence of low wages in the private sector, behind food service and retail. Sesso believes that is due in part to the fact that more than 80% of the workers are women.
The work is not valued the same as, say, work in a financial institution, which traditionally has been male-led work. And I think that that is part of the reason why this work doesn't pay as well.
Last summer, Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered that the minimum wage for fast food workers be raised to $15 an hour, and on Wednesday, the Industrial Board of Appeals upheld that order. In November, the governor said the minimum wage for all state workers will be going up as well. Sesso sees a sea change taking place as more and more low-wage workers demand a living wage.
I do hope that there is a tide turning and that there's more conversation about this and more of a recognition of a need to increase the floor. The fast food workers really led the way, and we're following straight behind them.
For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day today with the temperature high near 39 degrees. For Thursday evening, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 17. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain, snow, and sleet before 7 p.m. Then a chance of snow and sleet between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Then a chance of sleet after 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. On Saturday, a chance of sleet before 10 a.m. Then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees. Saturday night rain likely mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 36 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:39 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 7th day of January 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.